Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We are keeping an eye on the water situation in South Africa. Government to step in as one of South Africa's biggest cities run out of water. Water and Sanitation Minister has intervened to resolve the water challenges in Nelson Mandela Bay Metropolitan Municipality. This is a very, very serious situation. What is going on? To what extent has the lack of investment in water infrastructure increased water scarcity in South Africa? Professor Anthony Turton's professor at the Center for Environmental Management at the University of the Free State. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning to you and the listeners. Thanks for having me.
So give us a sense of, first of all, what is happening down at Nelson Mandela, Nelson Mandela Bay?
Well, in a nutshell, the municipality has become completely dysfunctional. When I define functionality as being the ability to conduct its daily business in a way that's not going to disrupt society, etc. So the municipality has completely broken down into dysfunction, but it still exists in name, and of course they consume lots of budget to keep themselves going, but they don't that provide any meaningful services. Now, the problem that we have in South Africa is that our constitution defines the different tiers and different spheres of government. And it also goes on to make it very clear that one government department may not get involved in the activities of another government department. This is known as the cooperative governance clause of our constitution, which unfortunately now means that when a municipality becomes dysfunctional, nothing can really be done about it until it collapses under its own weight.
Oh, goodness.
So this obviously is not a desirable outcome.
Yeah.
And so the legal remedy in the Water Services Act is what is known as Section 63. And Section 63 empowers the Minister of Water under certain circumstances to appoint an alternative water services authority, another parastatal or a state-owned entity will be appointed to basically assist the municipality. So it doesn't take over the municipality, it simply appoints an entity to assist the municipality. And in this case, Amatal Water has been appointed. And there's a whole lot we can talk about Amatal Water as well if we've got time to discuss that.
All right. So what we're seeing down in Nelson Mandela Bay, is that something that we should be worrying about in the rest of the country?
Well, yes, because if you go back to the same Minister of Water Affairs just a week or two ago, made a public statement to the effect that something like in excess of 90% of the municipalities across the country are dysfunctional in the water sector in some way or other. So this is something that we ought to be very, very concerned about. But we go back to this constitutional thing. See, it's actually as much a constitutional and legal crisis as it is an institutional and political crisis. So we need to understand it in that light, because in the case of Nelson Mandela Bay, I personally cannot see how they can turn this thing around with less than 2 weeks of water available in the dams, and the only solution that they've provided thus far is to talk about behavioral change and people consuming less water. So that's not really a remedy. That's a life-saving device, but it's not really a long-term solution.
And tell us about this. You mentioned the name of a company, then you said if there's time we can talk about it. I didn't catch that name.
Yes. Okay. So the way the water sector is structured, you get the National Department of Water and Sanitation, which is responsible for water resources. And a water resource is think of water in a river or a dam. So water in the environment. That is a water resource, and that falls under the Department of Water and Sanitation. Now, the problem is that your municipalities don't use water resources. They rely on what are known as water services. And water services are defined by a different act, the Water Services Act. And that act spells out water in pipes, in other words, treated water. So you get untreated natural water, which is water resource. Then you get water services, which is the treated potable water, which is a municipal prerogative. So this is a very, very important distinction that we need to make in the case of South Africa. Now, the problem is that the National Department of Water and Sanitation is only responsible for water resources, not for water services. That falls under COCTA, in fact, under a different government department, a different ministry entirely. And so that is why you get to this, this sort of conundrum. However, there's another layer of complexity, and that is that in over historic time periods, we've solved our water problem by bridging the water resource, in other words, the national prerogative, with the water service, which is the municipal prerogative. That has been bridged by creating water boards. So we've got a number of water boards, Rand Water, Ngeni Water, Berg Water, etc. And many of those water boards are dysfunctional today. Most of them are technically bankrupt because of the non-payment of services. Now, in the case of Nelson Mandela Bay, the water board there is Amatola Water, based on the Amatola region. And the Amatola Water is currently headed by a person by the name of Pam Yaku. And Pam Yaku used to be the Director General of Water Affairs some years ago.
Right.
And she was under investigation for misappropriation of funds. And with the CADA deployment policy, she was simply moved to another post. So here we have a CADA that has been that has already been found wanting in terms of the mismanagement of funds, is now responsible for the turnaround strategy of a local municipality that is also dysfunctional. I'm not quite sure that this is the most encouraging thing that is possible. However, in the frame of the law at the moment, this is really the only thing that can be done. Whether it will be successful or not, personally, I have my skepticism.
But is this something now, what can we learn from this in the rest of the country?
Well, I think what we need to learn from this is that we have, on the one hand, an environmental-related issue, climate change and all that kind of stuff, and water rainfall and patterns that are changing and whatever. Yes, so that's called the biophysical side of water. Mm. That's one aspect of water. Then we've got institutions, and the institutional part of the water sector is incredibly important because that's based on laws, and that's based on policies and procedures. So the policies and procedures, let's call that the infrastructure. The soft infrastructure is failing, and it cannot self-correct under the current legal regime, because the current legal regime, in effect, if you take it as an abstract thing, our constitution and all the laws that flow from it have separated rights from responsibilities. And the separation of rights from responsibilities runs throughout all of the legislation. So ultimately, we have a situation now where a municipality can be completely broken, but the employees in that municipality have got rights. The rights to be employed, the right of due process, they can't be fired, they can't be laid off or anything like that. So their rights to earn a salary trump the obligation to serve the society. And we have a situation where, for example, in some of the smaller municipalities, I'm talking now about the Port Shepstone area, the Ugu District municipality, where the municipality runs a more than a 1 billion rand annual budget, and something like 98% of that budget is allocated to staff-related matters, HR-related matters, perks and benefits, etc., for employees. But only 2% of that budget is allocated to operation and maintenance, like fixing of potholes and upgrading of infrastructure, etc. So clearly this is a legal problem. It's a constitutional problem as much as anything else. And that, of course, then implies a political will. Is there political will to change this when all of the gravy train inhabitants have been living off the fat of the land without ever having to really work for it? And these people are not about to want to upset the apple cart. So this is the political conundrum we face.
Unfortunately, that's all we have time for. Professor Anthony Turton is a professor at the Center for Environmental Management at the University of the Free State, talking to us about to what extent the lack of investment in water infrastructure has increased water scarcity.